Steps up, fires back in the end zone. Touchdown, Bears. Slant cut, end zone. Touchdown. Jay rolling right. Brandon Marshall, touchdown. That was all Jay Cutler.
When you started this NFL experience, did you think it was going to be that hard to win a single game each and every week?
No. It's a long, grueling boxing 16 rounds. It's tough.
Who is it that you most respect that's currently active? Playing quarterback?
Tom Brady. Yeah. You can just see the command, and that's what being a quarterback is all about. You hear a call come through your headset, and you get up there, and it's, you know, it's not the best call possible, because you can't make a great call every time. And you tweak it, and you get the protection right, and you nail one home, and you get a touchdown off of it. I mean, that's what it's about, and you see Tom do that week in and week out.
Do you feel that you have grown this year?
I've done more at the line of scrimmage than I have in the past ever. Checking the runs, checking protections.
Single off, go ahead and run a skinny. If he gets tight, let's just run past him.
I've saw coverages this year because of Brandon that, I mean, we see more two-man and two-high and two-slice and cut than I've ever seen. People are inventing stuff, brackets, just to take him away, which makes it harder for everyone else, getting on the same page and getting to runs when we're in passing situations and things of that nature.
But doesn't that make you, though, better?
It's made everyone grow. It's made Jeremy Bates and the quarterback room grow.
One thing I will say on these keepers is don't be scared to get out here, too.
Just coming up with different passing concepts to get other people involved. And it's been more of a learning experience this year than I've had in the past. So just mental growth, which is fun.
When you mentioned Brandon, does he bring out that in you as well?
I don't want to disappoint him, so I have to raise my level of game.
Let's just keep running keepers and get me the edge, and me and B will make a play somewhere.
I don't want to miss him. I don't want to miss opportunities for him to make a big play. But you need 11 of those guys. At the end of the day, they're going to do whatever it takes to get the job done. They don't want to leave a play out there on the field.
You have elite all over you. Mm-hmm. Do you feel you are?
Not yet. I think as a quarterback, you got to have everyone around you. You've got to have the whole package. And it's hard in the first year of an offense.
Failure is fertilizer. Mm-hmm. That being said, are there parts of your game you pull your hair out and say, why did I do that?
Right now, part of the game, I mean, I just don't want to leave the pocket as much as I'm doing. Because you just want to get in a rhythm as a quarterback and just play rhythm NFL football.
Alshon, go ahead and that's release. So I think that safety might push.
Zips it down the sideline, into the end zone, leading Alshon Jeffrey into the end zone for the score.
You know, like we were talking about Tom Brady, you know, he very rarely leaves the pocket. To win a Super Bowl and to be that elite quarterback, leaving the pocket that much is something you want to do rarely, out of necessity.
You're in that pocket. Uh-huh. It's collapsing. Uh-huh. But you got to have the constitution to hang in there and still see the field. Make all your reads and make the throw. What's that like?
You're in an intersection, middle of a busy intersection, and all the lights turn green, and all the cars just come rushing at you. And you've got to pick out one certain car and find that one car in that group. That's kind of what it's like.
And that being said, if you'll look over your left shoulder and look at that jersey right now, because it is a throwback. You're wearing that on Sunday. When you see your name in lights like that, all these years into it, does that still mean something to you to put on that particular jersey?
It's flown by. I can't believe it's already 4 years. And I don't think you really get a chance to think about it and reflect on it until you're done. But I take a lot of pride in what I do. And playing for the Bears and playing for this town, and I know how much Bear football means to the city of Chicago, and it means the same to me.